This is an MUT Radio podcast.
You're listening to MUT Radio.
You're listening to MUT News, bringing it to you in isiZulu and English with Slindile Ngobese.
MUT Radio News.
The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. MUT Library is gearing up to amplify its message of making knowledge available to those who want it through the Open Access Week, which take place from today to the 28th of October in various venues. The theme of the Open Access Week celebration is Open for Climate Justice, and the theme seeks to encourage connection and collaboration among the climate movement and the international open community. Information librarian Andisiwe Makotoba says MUT Library had invited a combination of local library user representatives from various research databases to share their knowledge of research information platforms with the MUT community as part of the Open Access Week. These speakers will talk about the availability of open access resources such as e-books, e-journals and databases, as well as create awareness of other e-resources at MUT Library. In other news, i-African National Congress yakulesi sifundazwe ithi ikhathazekile ngomengameli balenhlangano abakhuluma kabi ngaleli qembu esihlangalaleni. Izo laba bengomengameli bezwe uThabo Mbeki kanye noJacob Zuma bazwakalise ukukhathazeka ngobuholi baloyo ongumengameli njengamanje uCyril Ramaphosa. Ababaluleke kakhulu kakhulukazi izinsolo zenkohlakalo ethinta ukuntshontshwa kwemali eplazini lakhe eliseLimpopo iPhalaPhala. Owayesikhulu esiphezulu kwezomtloli uArthur Fraser wavulela icala uRamaphosa namanje lisaphenywa ngisho nayiPhalamende. UZuma uthi umengameli uphule umthetho wehhovisi lakhe, kanti ke uMbeki uthi yena uma kungenzeka atholwe enecala emva kokuqokwa esikhundleni ngoDisemba kuzokwenzakalani uma kudingeka ukuba agudluke. Owesikhulumi se-ANC kulesi sifundazwe uMafika Mndebele uthi umthetho wakuleli uthi umuntu akanacala kuze kuba atholwe inkantolo enecala.
Laba bebengomengameli ngaphambili abafunde kubaba uMandela, owathi ubeseqedile ukuba umengameli waqhubeka waseka i-ANC, kodwa la bengaboni kahle ngasolinye nobuholi be-ANC. Ubefika emhlanganweni wesigungu esiphakeme se-ANC azositshela ngaphakathi ukuthi nazi iy'nkinga. Manje-ke ababengomengameli abezokuqala umkhuba wokuxoxa nge-ANC, ikakhulukazi kwabezindaba. Lokho akulekeleli ukwakha isithunzi negama lenhlangano. Yingakho sithi siyabaxwayisa si-ANC KwaZulu-Natal ukuthi abekopheze lokhu.
And finally, domestic workers are struggling to keep up with the rising cost of living in the country. And that's according to recent consumer price index data published by Stats SA this week. It shows domestic worker wage increases in South Africa tracking far below headline inflation. The United Domestic Workers of South Africa says efforts are in place to assist struggling domestic workers.
It is a sad truth that domestic workers are getting poorer and poorer as time goes on. And the sad part is that not all employers cannot afford to pay the minimum wage, the national minimum wage. We know that there are employers who cannot afford to do that. Some employers themselves are single parents. But we also know that there are employers who can afford to pay domestic workers more than that. It's just that they don't want to do it. And there are different reasons. Some employers don't recognize laws that are covering domestic workers because of not seeing labor inspectors knocking at their.
And what's trending on Twitter this morning is hashtag IdlesSA, hashtag MTN8, and hashtag Ramaphosa. A recap of your top story this hour. MUT Library is gearing up to amplify its message of making knowledge available to those who want it through the Open Access Week, which take place from today to the 28th of October in various venues. For MUT News, I am Slindile Ngobe.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.